It on Air Music presents Long Player.
Auckland band Echo O's recently released their 6-track mini album, Wild Weeds, highly anticipated and most excellent little record, which is out digitally and can also be picked up on vinyl via the most excellent local label 1 to 12 Records. I wanted to learn a little bit about this album, so I went up to this apartment/studio of Yolanda Fagan and Guy Fawkes, and we had a wee chat about how it all came together. Fair warning, Yolanda and Guy are just a little bit on the quiet side, so I gave them a boost as best as I could, but I'm sure you'll manage to hear it all.
I'm Yolanda.
I'm Guy.
Wild Weeds is your new album.
Yeah.
It's been a little while in the pipeline.
Yeah, it has.
But it must feel good to have it.
Yeah, the years have flown by.
The first song is Dog Bone, but this was also the first single as well, late last year. It's a great opener to the record, I think. And I really like the lyrics. Headache's got a headache.
Like a dog on a bone.
Do you like writing lyrics? It is some good imagery.
I think I'm getting better because I'm not horrendously embarrassed by that. There are means to an end usually, and I'm trying a lot harder to do it. So every now and then I am doing better than other times.
Like, I guess that's like anything in life, right?
Yeah.
Do you like singing? Because it sounds like you're having fun with your singing.
I don't like it. I mean, I sort of think that everybody likes singing privately. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I don't like being the vocalist of the band because I'm not good at it. I'm not happy with it. I'll just be honest. But I've tried real hard to get better and to enjoy it more. But you know, like, I theoretically like singing. Like, is anyone aware? But I'm like, I'm not allowed to do karaoke.
That's not like, allowed?
Well, I bought my own rule. That's my own rule for me. Because I'm terrible at it. I'm not a singer.
Thank you. I think you're very impressive with those high-pitched, what would you call them, like high-pitched howl?
Yelps.
Yeah. Do you practice those?
No, I don't know. Like, everything I think I do when I do vocal stuff is, like, it's more like an instrument thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, rhythmic. All those things are important to me. And hiding my voice as much as possible. And they're kind of just stuff that I've been, because I've been doing it for a little while now, it's stuff that's just started to develop. And I'll eventually, when I get comfortable with the song and with the band, I'll start putting in stuff like that to make the song interesting.
Have like texture.
That's the kind of music and vocals that I like in songs. That's the stuff that I get really into. And the stuff that I would like to do, I can't. I don't have the balls to do it, but like, you know, like, so yeah, that's the best that I can do.
The next track is Fool. Can you tell me how this track came together?
Just wrote it. We were writing new stuff to go away when we were going to the States.
For Ghana Fest?
Yeah, and it wasn't on the record that we'd just made, but we wanted to play new songs. And just made it up, and it worked. You know, some things just work immediately and some things don't.
Yeah, it's a really simple song. It's not really much going on musically.
But it's really fun to do. The drum beat's really great.
Yeah, the drums are really good on this track. Who's playing the drums here?
It's Daniel Ward did the drumming on the record, but originally the song was one we'd done with Emma. So Daniel played the drums exactly like Emlyn had done, so that was cool.
Thank you.
Because you guys do live together and, like, you're obviously a couple, do you find that you end up jamming at home a lot and working on music at home a lot? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I mean, your place is kind of set up for it, yeah, too. Like, it is just like a chill studio.
It's a bit harder now because of the volume, but that we always used to live in commercial spaces that we could play music anytime.
Mm.
So we would do that a lot.
Yeah. Pretty much the
idea. Fool is followed up by The Crawl, which is an instrumental track. It's got a great build up, and I feel like it could be like the music in some like 60s B grade, like surf horror film thing. Yeah.
It's usually our goal.
This is one of the tracks where the synths
kind
of pull through as well, which add to that sort of spooky feeling.
Yeah. And we're like, we don't know how to play a synth either, but it was just two people
we're playing it
the
together
synth.
At the, like the so same
one,
time.
Like one person's doing a filter, the other one's doing the keyboard, and it's like we're just playing around with it, and that's the bass line.
While Darren's just waiting to get it right.
What kind of equipment are you using in that regard?
I was like a tiny little
mini brew,
a mini synthesizer. It's like a little analog synth. Yeah, it's just a really small little, it's one of the cheapest ones you can get in that kind of field, but they're really cool.
Thank you.
This is pretty much where you flip the record over to Anna Ant.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the title of this track.
Oh, it's a song for our friend Anna. She's an ant scientist.
Yeah,
she studies ants.
So the song just writes itself. Well, we were like, I don't like jamming, but we were kind of like mucking around. And we had a little break and Anna was hanging around the wine cellar and telling us about some ants, her favourite ants and stuff.
Incredible ant stories, like the zombie ant or something.
Saundersite that blows itself up to protect the colony.
And it's got like a chemical, or it releases a chemical into its thorax or something, which reacts with another chemical and it explodes.
Wow!
It's like a suicide bomber ant.
Yeah.
And
that's crazy.
Just to protect the colony. It's incredible.
This is not where I thought Anna Ant was going to go.
We'll be right back.
The vocal processing on here seems a little different.
There's a lot, because it's hard. I find it hard to do that. And it's just supposed to be a sonic vibe. not a vocal.
Yeah.
That's something I don't enjoy doing.
It's not
live,
really,
but
it's just like distorted.
It's just a lot of distortion, a lot of delay and a lot of reverb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like it's just all analog, kind of just.
But I did take a few takes to get it. But Harriet sings, Harriet Ellis from Bozo in the Noise sings on a bit of this record. And she's on there a little bit, I think.
She's on Wild Weeds, which is the next track. And just like to like shine a little light on Harriet, I didn't know what an amazing voice she had until recently as well.
She's incredible.
She's so good.
Like that was like a hidden talent she had, I think. Yeah. But yeah, she's on Wild Weeds, which of course is the title track of the album and the next song. And this track topped the BFM top 10 along with Nun Noise, which is the band you're in with Harriet. Yeah. That must have been kind of buzzy feeling.
Yeah, it was really buzzy.
You guys made a video for Wild Weeds, and what I really loved, because I watched it and I was like, well, this is some serious Under the Mountain vibes. And then I read Under the Radar's little blurb, and it said, as if your VHS tape of Under the Mountain grew up and moved to K Road. And I was like, yes, perfect. I don't know if that's what you guys were going for, but
I know of it, but I'd actually never seen it. I know it's like a New Zealand classic, but
I remember hearing I don't know if I read the book when I was a kid or something, but I know the story, but we didn't even think of that in the video. We were just trying to make some...
It's just as good as we could do.
Yeah, we weren't trying to be lo-fi, but we just did it ourselves. A friend of ours, Mason.
Mason Ferry from Bozo and Green Grove.
Mason has a...
And a thousand bands. Water.
Yeah.
To Hoo Hoo.
Yeah,
I don't think I could.
He's an amazing photographer.
He has a very good eye, doesn't he?
That was the thing. I was like, I can't, because a guy could do it, could have shot the other bits of the other two of us, but there's no way. I'm just terrible at that stuff. And then it's cool to be able to do that stuff with other people.
We'll be right back. That pretty much brings us to the end of the record, Fool Me Twice.
Yeah.
Which is like a reprise of Fool.
Yeah.
But with like, and then like it's a bit more twisted.
We slowed it down on the Darren's tape machine.
Yeah.
And then, so I sung it the normal, we slowed all the music down, then I sung over it normally so that it didn't sound all like, the vocals weren't all like pitch shifted.
Yeah.
And
it's got like
different start and just like a little, it's just a little snippet of a kind of vibe.
Got the percussion happening
yeah,
too.
The vibra slap.
I was gonna say the vibra slap. I love it. I love it. And good old tambourine.
Yeah.
And some shakers, I think.
Yeah.
It sounds like you had fun putting
it was
that together.
Fun doing the over, because like we recorded it all in a few hours. The actual tracking, like every song.
All six tracks.
We took a day.
Half overdue. A day to record the tracking, I think, and then we did it. Was about 3 days all up to do everything.
Just because the mixing takes a bit of time because of the drums and stuff. But yeah.
It sounds awesome. It's good to learn some more about it. Thank you so much for talking to me about Wild Weeds.
That was Yolanda and Guy from Auckland band Echo O's talking about their new six-track album, Wild Weeds. You can have a listen to that online or scoop yourself up a vinyl copy out via local label 1-12 Records.
That was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.